analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible book by book in chronological order as it happened. And so, and it's an exciting way to read the Bible. And any bookstore that you go to has got a chronological Bible written in order. And so you ought to get you one of them. They're real cheap, but boy, it's fun to read when you read it in order, and it makes a lot more sense. So we're in Exodus chapter 10. We've been listening to all the plagues. God has hardened Pharaoh's heart. He's refused every time something happened. Didn't matter what it was. The gnats, the flies, the dying animals. He is just, man, he is just hardened heart. So we're going to pick up in chapter 10 of Exodus in verse 1. And it says this. By the way, people have called me and texted me and said, Joe, what translation do you read from? Well, I actually read from the New Living Translation. It's very popular. Now, I still study the King James, actually the New King James, but I don't speak King James. I speak modern English. So whenever I do my seminars every weekend, I read from the New Living Translation. So I try to make it clear because I'm not left the King James or the New King James, because that's where most of the reference books are written based on. But I do like reading personally the New Living Translation. So that's what I'm reading for today. So chapter 10 of Exodus, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, return to Pharaoh. Make your demands again. I have made him and his officials stubborn. God said, I have made Pharaoh and his officials stubborn. Why are they stubborn? God made them stubborn. You're kidding. No, it's what it says. I made them stubborn so I can display my miraculous signs among them. I've also done it so you can tell your children and your grandchildren about how I made a mockery of the Egyptians and about the signs I displayed among them, so you will know that I am the Lord God. Verse 3, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord said. The God of the Hebrews says, how long will you refuse to submit to me? Let my people go so they can worship me. If you refuse, watch out, for tomorrow I will bring a swarm of locusts on your country, and they will cover the land so that you won't be able to see the ground. They will devour what little is left of your crops. After that great hailstorm, including the trees growing in the fields. They will overrun your palaces, the homes of your officials, and the houses of Egypt. Never in the history of Egypt have your ancestors seen a plague like this one. So with that, Moses turned and left Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials came to Pharaoh, appealed to him, how long will you let this man hold us hostage? Let him go worship. Let him go. Don't you realize that Egypt lies in ruins? So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. All right, he said. Go and worship the Lord your God, but do it exactly. But who exactly is going to be going with you? Moses replied, we're all going, young and old, sons and daughters, our flocks and herds. We go, our stuff goes, our kids go, our grandkids go. We're all going. We must all join together in celebrating a festival to the Lord. Pharaoh retorted, well, the Lord will certainly need to be with you if I take your little ones. I can see through your evil plan. Never. Only the men may go and worship the Lord, since that is what you requested. And Pharaoh threw them out of the palace. Well, then the Lord said to Moses, raise your hand over the land of Egypt. Bring out the locusts. Let them cover the land and devour every plant that has survived the hailstorm. So verse 13, Moses raised his staff over Egypt, and the Lord caused the east wind to blow over the land all that day and through the night. When morning arrived, the east wind had brought locusts. The locusts swarmed over the land of Egypt, settling in dense swarms from the one end of it to the other. It was the worst locust plague in Egyptian history. There has never been another one like it. But the locusts covered the whole country, darkened the land, devoured every plant in the fields. all the fruit in the fruit trees that had survived the hailstorm. Not a single leaf was left on the trees and plants throughout the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron. Okay. I've sinned. I've sinned against the Lord your God and against you. He can forgive my sin. Just this once, plead with the Lord your God to take away this death from me. So Moses left Pharaoh's court, pleaded with the Lord. The Lord responded by shifting the wind, and a strong west wind blew the locusts into the sea. Not a single locust remained in all the land of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart again, so he still refused to let the people go. Verse 21. Then the Lord said to Moses, lift your hand toward heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with darkness, so thick you can feel it. So Moses lifted his hand to the sky. A deep darkness covered the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. During all that time, the people could not see each other. No one moved. There was light as usual where the people of Israel lived, but not in Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh called out to Moses, go out and worship your God, but leave your flocks and your herds here. Me even take your little ones. No, Moses said. No, you must provide us with animals for sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord our God. All our livestock must go with us too. Not a hoof can be left behind. We must choose our sacrifices for the Lord our God from among these animals. We won't know how to worship until we get there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart once more. He would not let them go. Get out of here, Pharaoh shouted to Moses. I'm warning you, never come back to see me again. The day you see my face, you will die. Very well, Moses replied. I will never see your face again. Chapter 11, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will strike Pharaoh in the land of Egypt with one more blow. After that, Pharaoh will let you leave the country. In fact, he'd be so eager to get rid of you that he will force you to leave. Tell all the Israelite men and women to ask their Egyptian neighbors for articles of silver and gold. For the Lord has caused the Egyptians to look favorably on all the people of Israel. And Moses was considered a very great man in the hand of Egypt, respected by Pharaoh's officials and the Egyptian people alike. Moses had announced to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord God says, at midnight tonight, I will pass through the heart of Egypt. All the firstborn will die in every family of the firstborn will die in Egypt. From the oldest son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the oldest son of his lowliest servant girl who grinds the flour for wheat. Even the firstborn of all the livestock will die. The loud wail will rise throughout the land like no one has ever heard before or ever again. But among the Israelites, it will be peaceful. Not even a dog will bark. Then you will know that I am the Lord God who makes a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. All the officials of Egypt will run to me and fall to the ground before me. Please leave. They will beg, hurry, take your children, take your followers. Only please go. They will burn with anger, Moses said. Now the Lord told Moses earlier, Pharaoh will not listen to you, but then I will do an even more mightier miracle. In the land of Egypt, Moses and Aaron performed all the miracles that Pharaoh's repentance, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so he would not let the Israelites go. Chapter 12, verse 1. The Israelites were still in the land of Egypt. The Lord gave them the following instructions to Moses and Aaron. Now, from now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. Announce to the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each family member must choose a lamb or a young goat for sacrifice. One small animal for each household. If a family is too small to eat a whole animal, then let them share that with another family in the neighborhood. Divide the animal according to the size of each family, how much of it they should eat. The animal you select must be a one-year-old male, either a sheep or a goat, with no defects. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of the first month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight. They're to take some of the blood and smear it on the houses where they eat the animal. The same night they must roast the meat over a fire and eat it along with some bitter salad, greens, and bread made without yeast. Do not eat any of the new meat or broiled in water. The whole animal, including the head, legs, internal organs, must be roasted over fire. Do not leave any of it out until the next morning. But burn whatever is not eaten before morning comes. Now these are your instructions for eating this meal. Be fully dressed. Wear your sandals. Carry your walking stick in your hand. Eat the meal with urgency, for this is the Lord's Passover. On the night I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn son, every firstborn male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. But the blood of your doorposts will serve as a sign, making the houses where you are staying safe. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. Oh, mercy. This is a day to remember. Each year, from generation to generation, you must celebrate this as a special festival to the Lord. This is a law for all time. For 7 days, the bread you eat must be made without yeast. On the first day of the festival, remove every trace of yeast from your houses. Anyone who eats bread made with yeast during the first 7 days of the festival must be cut off from the community of Israel. On the first day of the festival, again, on the seventh day, all the people must observe an official day for holy assembly. No work of any kind is to be done. None. The days except for the preparation of the food. Celebration. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread, for it will remind you of the day I brought you out and forced the hand of Egypt. On this very day, I delivered you. It will be a permanent law for you. Celebrate this day from generation to generation. The bread you eat must be made without yeast. On the evening of the 14th day of the first month, of the evening of the 21st day of the month, during 7 days, there must be no trace of yeast in your homes. Anyone who eats anything made with yeast during the week must be cut off from the community of Israel. These regulations apply to both foreigners living among you, to the native-born Israelites. During those days, you must not eat anything made with yeast. Wherever you live, eat only bread made without yeast. So verse 21, Moses called the elders together, gave them all the instructions, go get a lamb or young goat for your families, slaughter the Passover animal, drain the blood into a basin, take a bundle of hyssop branches and dip it in the blood and brush the hyssop across the top and sides of your door frames of your houses. No one may go through the door until morning. For the Lord passes over the land, strike down the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the top and the sides of your doors, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit his death angel to enter your house or to strike you down. Remember, these instructions are a permanent law that you and your descendants must observe. When you enter the land, the promised land to give you, he's going to give you, continue to observe this ceremony. Then your children will ask, what does the ceremony mean? You will reply, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, for he passed over our houses, the Israelites in Egypt. And though he struck down the Egyptians, he spared our families. When the Lord had finished speaking to all the people, they bowed down to the ground and they worshiped. So when the people of Israel did just what God commanded, through Moses and Aaron, that night at midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn sons of Egypt. From the firstborn son of Pharaoh, he sat on the throne, to the firstborn son of the prisoner in the dungeon. Even the firstborn of their livestock were killed. Pharaoh and all of his officials and the people of Egypt woke up during the night with a loud wailing they heard throughout the land. There was not a single house where someone had not died. There was not a single house where somebody didn't die. So, verse 31, Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the night. Get out. Get out, he ordered. Who's this? It's the same stubborn guy who wouldn't refuse. Take the rest of the Israelites with you. go and worship the Lord that you have as you requested. Take your flocks, take your herds, say, and go, be gone. But bless me as you leave. All the Egyptians urged the people of Israel to get out of the land quickly as possible, but they thought, we're going to die if they stay here. The Israelites took the bread dough before the yeast was added. They wrapped their kneading boards, their cloaks. They carried them over their shoulders. The people of Israel did what Moses had instructed. They gave the they asked the Egyptians for clothing, for articles of silver and gold. The Lord had said, and said, they will look favorably on you, for they want you out of here. And so they gave Israel whatever they asked for. They stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. They stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. Verse 37, that night the people of Israel left. They left Ramses. They started the Succoth. There are about 600,000 men, plus women and children. A rabble of them, non-Israelites, went with them, along with great flocks of herds and livestock. For bread, they baked flat cakes in the dough without the yeast that they had brought from Egypt. It was made without yeast because the people were driven out of Egypt in such a hurry, they had no time to prepare the bread or other food. The people of Israel had lived in Egypt for 430 years. In fact, it was on the last day of the 430th year that the Lord's forces left the land. On this night, the Lord kept his promise to bring out his people from Egypt. This night belongs to him. And it must be commanded that year by year, the Israelites from generation to generation remembered this act. Verse 43. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, these are the instructions for the festival of Passover. No outsiders are allowed to eat the Passover meal, but any slave who has been purchased may eat it if he has been circumcised. Temporary residents and hired servants must not eat it. Each Passover lamb must be eaten in one house. Do not carry the meat outside. Do not break any of its bones. The whole community of Israel must celebrate the Passover festival. God is so good. So, the last verse, all the people of Israel followed all the Lord's commands to Moses and Aaron. On that very day, the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt like an army. Woo, what a story. What a story. People say, well, why don't you read all that in detail? Well, God put it in there in detail. God wanted us to know everything that happened, when it happened, and why it happened. God wants to know the story of God delivers. God always delivers. God always redeems. But not everybody likes us. Not everybody's going to hug your neck because you're a Christian. Your neighbors aren't necessarily going to like you because you're a Christian. Somebody's going to ask you, where do you go every Sunday? Well, we go to church. Well, what for? Somebody dying? Somebody getting married? No, we go to worship God. What? What does that even mean? The Bible says they will ask us about the hope that's in us, and we'll tell them the truth. Whew. It's a great story, guys. Well, we're going to pick this up next time. So tune in. We're through the Bible with Joe McGee, and we're going to learn a lot. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.